Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work. Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to week 25 of 2020. We are looking at June the 15th, and we are ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and Susie Mazzoli. Our prayers, blessings, love to all beings everywhere during these very, very challenging and also very interesting times of hope. So what's in store for us, Pamela Cuccinelle?
Okay. Yes, Susie. So what's in store for us? Well, one of the things we want to look at is that on June 15th, 2020, I'm going to talk relatively quickly about the beginning of the week because there's two big events that occur as we get towards the end of this week. But on the 15th, the moon is in the sign of Aries. And those of you who listen regularly know that every time the moon is in a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, the moon is traveling through geometric configurations that basically challenge our emotional energy. So this day is no exception on the 15th. In the sign of Aries, a fire sign, there's a bit of confrontation that can occur because the moon engages with Pluto and then with Jupiter. Jupiter is traveling in the sign of Capricorn, and as it is moving, there are times when it absolutely is in alignment with Pluto, and when it does, it re-triggers a lot of what we're already going through. And 2029 is basically a year that has a lot of catalyst energy, a lot of volatility, and a lot of trigger energy, because it's basically lighting the spark and laying things out of where the world is going with decisions that we make, how we put things into place for ideally restructuring in a more conscious evolutionary way. Whether we do that or not, the jury's still out. As an optimistic astrologer, I believe that the potential is so evident and so alive now with everything that we're seeing happening, certainly throughout the USA, but also throughout the world for the rights of all human beings. So on the 15th, if you're out and about and engaging in any kind of confrontational things, be aware that as you stand up or assert your peace or make a statement in a powerful way, you may be dealing with confrontation back. As Susie and I talk about, a wonderful way for each individual to keep focusing on how we can energetically change the way things are is through a process of meditation. And we certainly hope all our listeners are regular meditators, because that's a way that we can ramp up the love vibration, which is, of course, our end goal every time we gather together and speak about what the symbolic language is showing us. So in the sign of Aries, we are being asked to be, I believe, peaceful warriors. Mars right now is in the sign of Pisces, so it's giving that kind of soft hammer energy about this is the message. This is how we want to be heard. This is how we want the message to get through. And the thing to keep in mind is, as I said, if to be aware of how confrontations or power struggles may occur and how the best course always is to hold that soft hammer of the peaceful confrontation. When the day proceeds and we get into kind of mid-evening and the times I give are all Eastern time, the moon goes void, of course, at 8:49 p.m. And at this point in time, one may have a big sense of overwhelm or the bigness of whatever it is you're trying to do or get accomplished. And whether or not you're involved in some sort of social activist or message or meditation way, if you're just dealing with the reality of your life, which can feel far more stressful and involved for many of us than it usually does because of awareness of containment or how other people are exercising protocol or not exercising protocol, just know that once again, get in touch with what it is you want to say and do and how that message can be delivered in the least confrontational way and yet still be heard. The other thing I think that is very strong with the moon in Aries and Mars in Pisces is it heightens our ability to listen and to witness. So as you filter through whatever messages you may be receiving via, you know, via the net or Instagram or however you're perceiving the world, do your best to let it filter through so that your levels of perception or viewing or listening can be very heightened at this time. And sometimes, again, the confrontations may be that it's not necessarily how you thought it was or what your assumptions were about how it is. And this can be a very, it can bring a mirror to us where we get revelations and ways that we're seeing things differently. On the 16th, the moon is still in the sign of Aries, but as of Monday evening when the moon went void, of course, at 8:49 p.m., we no longer are in places where we want to actually take action or go forward until the moon moves into the sign of Taurus, which happens at 5:35 a.m. on Tuesday the 16th. And once that occurs, pretty early on in the morning, we may have a sense, and some of us more than others, depending on your personal astrology, but some of us may have the sense that everything feels very uphill and that we're not really getting our needs met. And we're feeling very much a narrowing of what we're able to achieve. This is actually a transit. It passes by early morning. And so don't allow yourself to stay in a sense of being defeated. If you feel that, if you feel limited, if you feel as though you're getting triggered with a sense of, I'm not getting what I need, what I deserve, what I'd like to have, then consider that. Consider that as, is this something that feels familiar to me? Is this actually real? And if it is real, by having that sense of limitation, very possibly not having the income you're used to having, not having the ability to move around that you're used to having, not being able to see the people you love and want to touch most. This is something very critical with the moon in the sign of Taurus, because Taurus wants to have a sensual experience. And with a lot of the limitations that have been enforced in certain areas of the country and the world, many people are suffering from skin hunger. They aren't able to receive the hugs that they would like to receive. They aren't able to touch the people they would most want to touch. So honor that if those are things that you're going through at this point in time. And there may be some reconnection ability that can occur, even if you can't connect absolutely with your beloved or people who you want to be spending most of the time with. Give yourself some sort of meditative moment where you're able to make those kind of physical connections. Perhaps it's photographs, and not just on the monitor, but photographs where you're able to look at something, feel a piece of paper or a frame, touch a garment or something, or cook some food that reminds you of the last meal you shared with someone who is very important to you. So honor the physical need that you have on this particular day. Get out in nature however you can. Walk in a garden, walk in the woods, get your feet on the ground. This is actually the 16th and 17th are excellent days for feeling like you're able to receive. And one thing that happens when we feel closed off or limited is at times we can stop ways that the receiving can come in. And so I invite you to consider, okay, so I'm not able to be with my child or my spouse or my partner or my best friend or my parent or someone who I love and treasure and value. I'm not able to make the trip I was able to make or do what I had planned to do. But when you invite in the possibility that even with these limitations, you can be receiving love, a gift, a sense of connection, then the possibilities for those fonts of reception increase. When we close ourselves off from the possibility that that can even occur, we don't allow ourselves to see avenues of expression or receiving that can come in. So the 16th and the 17th, Moon and Taurus, please, I invite you to allow the fecund energy to come your way, the creativity, the promise, the sense of connection. And on the 18th, Mercury is going retrograde. Mercury retrograde means that at times we can feel as though signals are crossed. We're not getting the messages we need to make. Venus is also retrograde at this time. So that can intensify the sense of, you know, I'm trying to connect to so-and-so and it's just not happening, which is the other reason why deepening into ways we can energetically connect to the loved one or the person that we want to touch or reach to can ramp up that sense of feeling connected, even though we're not in the physical ability to do that. The moon goes void, of course, at 8:02 a.m. on the 18th, and it's void most of the day until 5 o'clock p.m. when it enters the sign of Gemini. So the 18th is a really juicy day for simply allowing yourself tactile means of connection. If you've been on a project or something, you're clearing clutter or doing something that those people who are lucky enough to be in gardens or tilling the soil or doing things that have them connected to the earth, connected to cooking. Food is so important in general, but especially with the pandemic, is the sense of get good food. prepare food, freeze things up, do things that allow you to have access to food if at some point in time you can't avail yourself of the food that you're used to getting every couple of days or whatever. So shoring up on your food supplies, it's a good exercise on the 18th. Dry beans, all the things that allow you a sense of, okay, my shelves, things are in place, I'm organized, I have a sense of my larder, what exists for me. Even in limited space, you can create ways that you can have complete protein if things quiet down or you're unable to move around. And it increases your sense of bounty and security. So at 5 o'clock in the evening, when the moon enters the sign of Gemini, this is heading towards the summer solstice that occurs on the 20th. And it's rather kind of erratic energy, because what's going on is that the sun is in I'm stopping a minute because I'm calculating, sorry. The sun is in Gemini, the moon is in Gemini, but it's not going to connect to that sun sign before the sun changes signs. So that's why it's not another new moon. The new moon that happens will be on the 21st in the sign of Cancer. So on the 19th, where Mercury's retrograde, the evening of the 18th is when it begins. The moon goes into Gemini. So and Mercury just went retrograde on that morning. So there's a lot of kind of missing signals, disconnect energy. The Gemini moon wants to move at a certain alacrity and gather thoughts and connect people. And yet Mercury just went retrograde and we're not really sunk into the process yet of what that means. So instead of falling, tripping over like a snare here, awareness allows you to, oh, I want to do that. I want to connect to that. I want to make this statement or that connection. And what you really want to do is you want to be aware that your impulse may be moving you a certain place, but you have to be acutely aware of where you are in this arc of time. So if you're feeling that impulse to move forward or take action, whatever, jot it down, think to yourself, okay, Mercury's retrograde, moon's in Gemini, I'm basically entering dark of moon period before the new moon solar eclipse. So I don't want to like do anything that I'm gonna like not have said or expressed myself well. So I'm going to let this incubate a while and take action next week on it. It's a much better course of action, unless for some reason you have to initiate, take action at this point of time, ideally not. And so just let it ruminate. That's my advice. Overall, this can be, the 19th can be an animated day. It can be a fun day, high energy day, but I strongly recommend you don't want to start anything new, especially any conversations that could kind of derail and not go where you had thought you wanted them to go. So summer solstice on the 20th, and I have more about the astrology for the summer. I've posted a YouTube, I've written about it on my blog. So if you really want to get into more about the summer solstice and the eclipses of the summer, insightoasis.com will take you to that. Now, Yeah, I can't post it on the podcast that Susie and I do because there's visuals connected with the discussion about summer. So the solstice occurs at 0 degrees Cancer. So the solstice and equinoxes always mark the beginning of cardinal signs, when seasons begin. So this particular solstice is especially charged for several reasons. And one of them, the main one, is because the eclipse happens right after, the solar eclipse happens. So the summer solstice occurs at 5:44 p.m. on the 20th. At 5:48 p.m., the moon goes void, of course, in the sign of Gemini. This is probably going to be a day where there's confusion, things are not kind of, I thought you were doing this, I thought you said that. Things are not kind of formulated in place the way one might think. Possibly a lot of like wackadoodle stuff on the news, which there's plenty of these days. But also one of the things that really intrigues me is that at this summer solstice, the moon in late degree Gemini is very close to that north node point that has moved into Gemini, which I think I might have talked about last week. And as the nodes have moved into the sign of Gemini, north node, Sagittarius, south node, we really have to work on drawing wisdom and making sure that the information, messages, Twitter, stuff that we put out in the world is really informed with wisdom. It's not enough to shoot for the hip and say, oh, I heard this or look at that without researching where it came from. The next year is so much about our really understanding language better than we have before in a very rudimentary, go back to school, grammar school kind of way. Do I understand what you mean when you bend the knee? What does that mean? How are the symbols and the words that we say getting distorted? What is the essence? How do we converse and really understand it? And that's what this year is a lot about. And the moon in Gemini late degree in the summer solstice chart, I think really signals this is, again, how we want to give the long view for the next 6 months, year to the next summer. So the solar eclipse, new moon that happens on the 21st, that is the new moon in the sign of Cancer, 0 degrees Cancer. Wow, that's really big because it's landing right on what we call the point of the world axis, 0 degrees cardinal sign. So the whole world is reacting to this eclipse. And this eclipse, like the one I talked about a couple of weeks ago, is the second in the series of three that occur over the summer that echoes what happened in 2001. Very similar eclipse energy. So we want to invite in different ways of seeing the world than came in 2001. So this solar eclipse, very important day to meditate on the summer solstice, solar eclipse. These are days we want to widen the vibration of what the world can be. Now I'm going to turn it over to Susie.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big time. So I would encourage everyone to please go to Pam's website to learn more. If you haven't already read it about what's coming up, please. Pam, can you just give the address of your website again clearly to people?
Oh, sure. It's insightoasis.com. And that has just scrolled it to the blog, and that has a link to the video, the YouTube video that's about tools for transformation in 2020.
Thank you so much. Okay, so let's jump into our meditation. Again, as always, try and sit in a position either on the floor or in a chair where you can sit with a straight back. Symmetry, straightness, not good to be doing these meditations lying down because of the nervous system, because of the way that we are physically formed. So standing, you can do it standing. Sitting will be easier. But sitting down, straight back, relaxed, in a position of comfort, but with a straight back. Taking a few deeper breaths and allowing yourselves to come into the energy now. And as we do that, recognize the self, recognize the importance of this self. Allow yourself to be validated. And as we drop in deeper into your energy field, recognizing the importance of your life, no matter who you are, what you've done, recognizing right now in this moment the importance of this life, your precious human life. And as we drop into that feeling of the precious human life, deepening into the body, into the mind, into your spirit. And let us now act as a vehicle for all of our brothers and sisters on the planet. So visualize yourself surrounded by your family, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors, everybody everywhere, all sentient beings. And let us now work as a conduit, as a vehicle for all of humanity. As we take a deeper breath and exhaling, remembering that the breath is a part of our meditation. And let us now visualize compassion, equal compassion for all beings. Equal compassion for all sentient beings everywhere. In your mind, there are no discriminating thoughts. In your mind, there is no fear. There is only wisdom, careful analysis and understanding. And in your heart, there is compassion for every single living human being. And for now, let's just focus on human beings. All human beings equally, including ourselves. And let us now end suffering for all human beings. Visualize that all human beings now are able to be free of suffering. With our prayers, with our dedications, with our affirmations, with our compassion, with our actions, with our wishes, we are now bringing happiness, fulfillment, we are bringing health and meaning to all beings everywhere. Visualize, allow yourselves to see that all beings are liberated, including yourself. All beings are liberated from suffering. Everything is purified. Any vows, any precepts, everything is purified. All illness is purified and healed. All negative karmas healed. All beings successful, thriving. All beings recognizing the preciousness of human life, their own human life, and of every single other person's human life. And with this, we visualize the end to all violence, to all war, to all misfortune, to all disease, to all inequality in any way. We visualize with the compassion in our heart that all beings have wisdom, that all beings have extensive benefits, extensive qualities to help other sentient beings. We visualize that all beings are free of ignorance. All beings are free of attachment. All beings are free of hatred. All beings are free from the judgments, the misunderstandings, from pain. We allow now for all beings from the compassion in our hearts to have the purity of speech and the purity of mind and the purity of body. All pain is eliminated. All suffering is dispelled. And also the true causes of suffering are dispelled. And as we take a few deeper breaths, we visualize all of this liberation, all of this state of freedom, going to all beings everywhere. We establish this from the foundation of our heart, as we send it out to all beings everywhere. And we visualize that all beings, every single being, no matter what they have done in the past, has the capacity and the realization of ultimate compassion, of far-reaching loving kindness. And within our own hearts, we replace suffering, panic, fear, immediately with loving kindness. And as we take a few deeper breaths, sending this emanation, these wishes, to all beings everywhere for the highest good of all. And as we take a few deeper breaths, gently opening our eyes, we let this be us all day long. Whenever we lose it, whenever we get upset, we keep coming back to this, to visualizing and remembering this within ourselves and this for all beings everywhere, keeping ourselves balanced, grounded. Thank you so much for joining us. We very much thank you for being dedicated to your spiritual life. And please share the podcast with your family and friends. We look forward to hearing from you. Much love and peace to everybody from Pamela Cuccinelli and Susie Mazzoli. Thank you so much. Love now.
You can find out more about Susie and her work as a master healer and homeopath on Susie Mazzoli, MESZOLY-healer.com. And I'm Pamela Cuccinelli, and instead of trying to spell my name, you can find me at insightoasis.com. And that's where I blog regularly about what's going on in the sky and the symbolism of the planets in relationship to what's happening here on Earth. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next week.